eat raspberries when you have PKD? This is the question we will explore today on the PKD Dietitian Podcast. You might have heard that you should avoid raspberries at all cost, or even been told that, because they contain some natural sugar, or perhaps because they are higher in oxalates. In the Shorty episode, we are going to explore if raspberries are part of a healthy PKD diet or not. We're also going to look to see if they have perks for PKD, and you will for sure get clarity on if they can help or hurt your kidneys. There are several different types of raspberries, the most common being the red raspberry, but you can also find black, purple, and even golden colored raspberries. So let's look at the nutritional content of raspberries. Serving size is listed at about a cup, and that cup contains a measly 65 calories. Raspberries are naturally low in sodium. They are a fantastic fiber source. They're also a good source of potassium and provide some calcium and vitamin C. And for all my listeners who are living a ketogenic lifestyle, one cup of raspberries has 7 net carbs. Berries are some of the best fruits to include in your diet. Now let's look at perks for PKD that you get when you eat raspberries. They are very antioxidant rich. In fact, they're packed with antioxidants, which, folks, are naturally occurring plant compounds. So antioxidants are only in plants. Raspberries are rich in vitamin C, which helps our bodies fend off free radicals and oxidative stress, and also protects our cells from damage. So I want you to think of antioxidants like those in raspberries as free radical scavengers in your body. Those free radicals in your body are not good. They're very reactive and can cause lots of damage. That damage contributes to numerous diseases, including diabetes, cancer, and even kidney disease. Antioxidants like the ones in raspberries help to fight off those damaging free radicals in the body. They scavenge around and help to get rid of them. Raspberries are also full of flavonoids. Flavonoids, much like antioxidants, are natural compounds found in plants. And there are several different groups and types of flavonoids, and each supports our body in a little different way. In general, flavonoids have very potent antioxidant properties, and also can help positively regulate inflammation. The health benefits of including flavonoid-rich food sources in your diet include prevention of inflammation, prevention of heart disease, and even protection against tissue damage on the cellular level. Kidney disease or any kidney injury, including that which comes with PKD, is accompanied by long-term low-level chronic inflammation. And this inflammation plays a role in the progression of hypertension and the progression of PKD. So as you can see, diet and what you consume absolutely can help influence and regulate this inflammatory response in a positive way. More specifically, a diet rich in antioxidants and full of anti-inflammatory flavonoids. One of the flavonoids raspberries are particularly rich in is called quercetin. That is a powerhouse flavonoid. Quercetin has been shown to help reduce the inflammation connected with heart disease and damage. Plus, quercetin also helps to decrease that oxidative stress in the kidneys. Are you getting a good picture of how these plant properties and components in the food that we eat are so positive for PKD? Now let's look at the heart-healthy perks that come with consuming raspberries. In addition to that vitamin C that I mentioned, and the antioxidants and the flavonoids, raspberries contain a good amount of potassium and are naturally low in sodium. Potassium is beneficial for your heart health and your blood pressure management. Not only does potassium support your blood circulation and help to improve it, but it also helps to keep your vascular system flexible. And that helps to prevent and even to improve hypertension. Now, unfortunately, with PKD, most folks have high blood pressure, that high hypertension. It's one of the first symptoms frequently of PKD, and it shows up in folks often who are less than 30 years old. And hypertension, that high blood pressure, is a contributing factor both to the progression of PKD and heart disease that is often associated with PKD. And we do know that poorly managed blood pressure is associated with having bigger kidneys, so a larger total kidney volume. But the point I want you to take away here is that diet can help with blood pressure management, but also with combating the inflammation that often drives higher blood pressures. Every dietary positive adds up, including the benefits contained within raspberries. Folks, this is proactive and protective PKD nutrition. And I just want to say that getting these components from whole food is more beneficial than from supplement. With the whole food, they call it the whole food matrix. There's lots of other things that come with the whole foods, some that we understand, some that we don't, but it works together to get the most benefit. Let's talk about another piece that comes with warning around raspberries oftenly, and that's oxalates. It's important with polycystic kidney disease not to overdo your quote-unquote food restrictions. When there are too many foods on your avoid list, you end up limiting your diet's variety and your nutrition. This isn't good for PKD. Undernutrition is equally as detrimental to PKD as overnutrition. So what exactly are oxalates? Oxalates are compounds just like antioxidants that are found only in plants. But the difference is, as humans, we don't actually need oxalates. We don't use them for anything in our bodies. They are waste. We get them from what we eat, and our body also can make them. With oxalates, my favorite saying is we want to eat them and excrete them. So you want to get rid of them. Sometimes that doesn't go as planned, and for a multitude of reasons, those oxalates, those tiny crystals, or even larger calcium oxalate stones can form. So we don't want excess crystals and or kidney stones. They both can trigger the pathways that are associated with cyst growth with PKD. But they also can cause direct damage to the kidneys. This is why, with PKD, you want to manage your oxalate intake. You don't eliminate and you don't severely restrict fruits and vegetables, but manage, folks. It is all about balance. And variety is the way to go when it comes to fruits and vegetables. That's why I like to focus on the positives and the perks of different foods for PKD. It's not just about what you take away. It's also about what you are including. Yes, raspberries have one of the highest oxalate loads of any fruit. That one cup serving size, according to Harvard's oxalate list, which is the golden standard, I've got it linked out in the show notes for you. One cup of raspberries is about 48 milligrams of oxalates. And if we look at the big picture, that's a fair amount of oxalates in one serving, but that's also one heck of a lot of raspberries. So to put this number in perspective, I consider a single food item that has greater than 20 milligrams of oxalate just to be on the higher end. So what can you do? Here's what oxalate management looks like with PKD. And this is just very simple, folks. In the PKD Nutrition Academy, I have a whole module that walks through this and teaches you how to do it in 3 easy steps and not to over-obsess about oxalate load and go down rabbit holes on Google trying to find answers. Here's what oxalate management looks like with PKD and raspberries. First, cut your portion, maybe to half a cup, maybe to a third a cup. This dramatically reduces your oxalate load. And then the second thing is, if you're having a fair amount of raspberries, pair them up with another food item that contains calcium. Because oxalates like to bind with calcium, and we want them to do that in your gut. That way they don't get absorbed and filtered through your kidneys, because the whole goal is less oxalates getting whirled through your kidneys. For example, you can pair raspberries with yogurt, a nice calcium source. Now, I know I mentioned it earlier for those of you following a ketogenic lifestyle, but raspberries are a fantastic addition to your dietary intake. Because they are packed with fiber, which not only helps support a healthy gut, this makes them also very low in net carbs. And those are the carbs that you're actually going to digest. So they are nutrient-packed and a great fruit option for anyone on a ketogenic or a lower carb diet. Of all the fruit, they have some of the lowest naturally occurring sugar. So wrapping up today's episode, instead of doing summary, I'd like to just give you a few nice combination ideas for when you're having raspberries, and also how to include a little bit of calcium if you'd like to. For sure, raspberries definitely have perks for PKD and can be included in a healthy PKD diet. Here are a few nice combination ideas. In a smoothie, you can include fresh or frozen raspberries and perhaps some Greek yogurt. You can make a parfait, layer yogurt plus raspberries plus walnuts plus a sprinkle of cinnamon. That's a delicious snack or start to the day. If you're having a gorgeous salad, think of having maybe some pecans and some raspberries. Throw in that goat cheese and add some flavor and calcium. Even if you're having oatmeal, raspberries, walnuts, and a dollop of yogurt, or even sour cream if you like it a little tart. If any of these are something that you give it a go and try, tag me on Instagram, show me. And until next episode, happy and healthy eating.